بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. This is Jibril K from Islam Dunk. And today on location in Abu Dhabi, United Arab Emirates, I'm joined by Ibn Abbas, also known as Jeffrey?
Yep,
Jared Jeffrey, okay. And from Baltimore, the USA, yes. But currently in United Arab Emirates. And mashallah, this is a great opportunity to let some of our viewers know about the stories of people. Certain people have been guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Islam, to the light of Islam. And so today we're talking with Ibn Abbas. And we're just going to ask you a few questions about your journey to Islam, about how you became Muslim, and why would you become Muslim. So number one, please tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, yeah, your family, and so on and so forth.
Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim. Alhamdulillah, hello to everyone watching. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. That's where I was born.
Next to Windsor.
Right next to Windsor, yeah. Not too far from Canada. Right. So me and my family moved to Columbia, Maryland, which is kind of like the suburbs, when I was about 3 or 4. Lived most of my life, or all my life really, in America, and most of it in Columbia, Maryland. Came from a non-Muslim family. I'm actually, right now, the only Muslim in the family, but inshallah that'll change.
Inshallah, love you guys more.
Inshallah. So, I was raised by my mother and my father for a good part of my life until I was about 14, 15 years old. Had some issues with my father. He dipped out and kept on living in Maryland, grew up, went to school, lived a normal, I guess, non-Muslim life, and in America is as eventful and as productive as any non-Muslim can tell you how America is. I wasn't really that much different. I think one of the things that Allah blessed me with was I always had a doubt about how the system of the world was set up, as in like capitalism and just the way people live their lives. I noticed that there was something missing. I know it's not only in their lives, but in my life as well. And alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me with it. Yeah, it's something I noticed, especially not even with myself, most with my mother, who maybe may or may not be watching this. So, hi, Mom. but yes, I noticed that even though it seemed bad, I mean, we lost everything. We lost the house, we lost all of our furniture, all of our money, everything was gone, basically. We had nothing. I think it brought us a lot closer. I know that my relationship with especially my mother and my brother afterwards, alhamdulillah, it's been very strong. And I think also it let my family become independent from my father, who at the time was not a very good positive influence on us. So I think that, and it definitely helped us, definitely helped helped me realize that you could have everything, the doing that you want. You can have a nice house, you can have, you know, a good job, making money, everything. But
doesn't matter.
That it's not. In the end, you'll know there's something missing.
Something missing.
You know? I mean, if you think about it, like, for me, you know, well, I guess we'll get to this inshallah at some point in time. I always knew that there was something missing.
Right. So now let me forward to the thing that's missing. What did you know about Islam before? How did you come to know about Islam? And tell us the blunt truth.
Yeah.
So what are the events that led to you basically to embrace Islam?
Didn't know very many Muslims, if at all. Mm. I knew about one or two, and the Muslims who I knew, may Allah guide them, they tried their hardest to set a good example, but I feel like the example they set didn't bring me that much closer to Islam at the time. There were a lot of the lifestyle of a lot of Muslims, unfortunately, today, and even especially in America, unfortunately, it's not that different from the lifestyle.
I think that's like something that is alarming, while at the same time it's a reality, and we need to really realize that if we want people to come to Islam, we need to start acting Islam.
Yeah. So to answer Real question. What brought me to Islam, unfortunately, wasn't any particular Muslims that I knew. I didn't know a lot. No one really gave me any dawah or books or anything until after. But before, I was very into mind-altering substances. Drugs. Almost every drug, not all of them, alhamdulillah, but most of them, I tried or I did it on a regular basis because I knew there was something in my life that I was missing, some way I should be feeling or something I should be doing. I tried everything I could to fill in that gap, you know, almost every substance. I drank a lot of alcohol. I tried everything, like, I tried going out, I tried partying, and, you know, everything that supposedly makes someone happy, you know.
Right.
I had a good job, I had money, I had, you know, my family was very good to me, my girlfriend at the time was very good to me, everything was, you know, picture perfect, the life perspective. But I still felt really bad, and it got to the point, especially when I started to get closer to, right before I converted, I started to drink really heavily. Every day I would drink large amounts of alcohol every day. And then I would go, and, well, I'm not going to give any details because I don't want to get in trouble, but I would do things while I was drunk that I probably shouldn't have been doing. May Allah forgive me for that. But,
Allah forgive you.
Yeah, alhamdulillah. Islam wipes away all that. So, alhamdulillah, that's all good time. But, it got to a point where I was drinking so heavily that I actually started to become even suicidal. Started thinking about taking my own life. It's like, what's the point? No, I'm miserable. I have everything.
But basically, you just didn't know your purpose in life.
Yes, I didn't know what I was here for. I knew I was here for a reason. I just didn't know what it was. My mindset was, you know, if I don't know why I'm here, then what's the point of being here?
Right.
Like, you know, because nothing was making me happy. So when I feel like I was at the lowest point ever in my entire life was when, for some reason, Allahu Alam, I started to get a little bit curious about Islam. Because I didn't know a Muslim at the time, and that person was a very nice person, very gentle, very compassionate, very caring. And so even though I knew this person for a couple of years now, I never questioned why they're Muslim or Islam or anything until now, some reason. I even made intention when at the time of making that person become non-Muslim. So for those people who have Christian friends, they might smile, Allahu Alam, but be careful. So I started to think, well, maybe I should research this Islam, you know, and my life is horrible, so maybe it has something. So I researched it, and Allah bless me. Allah bless me to become Muslim.
I mean, from what we talked before, and I know you might know why, but you were telling me that you basically became Muslim by yourself. You were in your room, and you... Can you tell us
a little
about that?
Yes. Well, the thing is, alhamdulillah, Allah blesses the internet. So there's tons of information, tons of videos.
It says blessing at the same time as can be.
Yes, it could be
very bad.
It could be bad. It could be good. It depends on how Allah guides you and how you use it. Allah guided me, alhamdulillah, to the right sources. So it got to a point where I didn't want to take the risk of going to a sheikh or going to a masjid. Yeah. I did the shahada as soon as I knew. As soon as I knew intellectually and in my heart that this was it, I took my shahada myself because I didn't want to, you know, die. And be a non-Muslim. I didn't know that many Muslims. I didn't know any imams. I didn't know any sheikhs. I didn't even know the procedure. All I knew was, if you want to be Muslim, the first step is La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah. That's what I knew. I took that step. Later on, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed me to, I feel like I officially took my shahada by myself, but Allah blessed me to have a deeper understanding of what the shahada meant, and what an imam, and what does this mean, and how is your life going to change, and things of that nature. So Allah blessed me with that.
So basically, Ibn Abbas, in his own room,
yeah,
after researching things, you kind of came to a point where, like, wait a second, what if I die right now?
Yeah.
La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. So basically, this is what it was.
Yes, it was done.
Allah.
And I started praying. But I didn't know exactly how to pray. So alhamdulillah, when I did meet the sheikh, the imam, he provided me with information on how to pray and things of that nature.
But I want to ask you one thing, just in 30 seconds, if you can give an advice to all those new Muslims or people who are close to Islam, what would you say to them? What would you say to people who are just converted to Islam?
For people who are just converted, I would say patience and humbleness. And for those who are thinking about Islam, who are kind of not exactly sure, I would say you have to really look inside yourself and think and feel, is this for you?
Right.
Honestly, for me, it was very clear. The only thing that doubted me was my desire.
Right.
Oh, if I do this, I'm going to have to leave alcohol, leave this, leave that.
Right.
You know, think very carefully about how this can be a blessing for you.
Right.
And if you feel that it can be, if Allah guides you, alhamdulillah. And I pray that everyone watching this video either is Muslim or does become Muslim. And if not, hopefully I didn't push you away from Islam or say anything that that was incorrect.
Jazakallah khair, Ibn Abbas, inshallah. Keep watching Islam Dunk TV. Inshallah, visit our website, islamdunktv.com. And see you next time. Assalamu alaikum.